A Straight Shores counselor says he has been unfairly treated after being banned from the Straight Shores municipal building, being told not to communicate with any other staff or counselors, and being locked out of his municipal email account. And Councillor Andy McGregor says he has also been told he cannot discuss the sanctions against him, even though they were in a motion passed by Straight Shores Council during an open session. McGregor was elected in a by-election on December 9th and sworn in on January 13th. At his second meeting with the five-person council, the rookie councillor introduced a series of 12 motions, including several asking that Straight Shores and also the former village of Port Elgin financial statements and budgets be posted on the municipality's website. At the end of that meeting, McGregor also made a statement reading sections of the Local Governance Act and asserting that the power and authority of the municipal government rested with council and not with the unelected, referring to municipal staff. The meeting was occasionally tense, but most of McGregor's motions passed with friendly amendments. The only nay vote of the night came at the very end of the meeting from Councillor Tanya Haynes, voicing her opposition to McGregor's statement. But although the meeting of February 10th appeared relatively calm to onlookers, it seems to have unleashed a storm for the government of Straight Shores. 3 days after the meeting, Straight Shores Mayor Jason Stokes resigned. Then 1 week after that resignation, council met to pass sanctions against Councillor Andy McGregor, citing complaints about his behavior at the February 10th meeting. A few days after that, two more councillors resigned, also citing issues with McGregor, but the next day both rescinded their letters. This past Friday, council met to declare the vacancy left by Stokes' resignation 2 weeks before. Unfortunately, that effort seems to have missed the Elections New Brunswick deadline that would have included Straight Shores in April by-elections. And then on Monday this week, Councillor Andy McGregor delivered his formal complaint about the process leading to his barring from municipal business to the Local Governance Commission based in Fredericton. McGregor spoke to CHMA about the substance of the complaint on Friday.
My complaint is that I'm being unfairly treated. I mean, my complaint is this should never happen. Just because I'm of a different opinion, just because I stand up there and I say, you know, we should maybe start doing things this way because that's the way the people want it and that's what's best for the people. And I know it's not the way you've done things, but it's really the best way moving forward. And I mean, they're misinterpreting persistence for bullying. I mean, I'm not, all the chatter is, you know, people say, oh, you're coming in here and you're trying to change things. And, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to change anything. I'm not trying to change one thing. Absolutely nothing. What I'm trying to do is just install a little transparency. I mean, it's everybody's money. People have a right to know what we're doing with their money. And because I come in here and say, oh, we should maybe, you know, put this information up there for people to see, I'm attacked and pushed out, I mean, horribly.
Accusations of bullying leveled at McGregor came out in Mayor Jason Stokes' resignation letter, which was released by an anonymous user on social media last week and read at a special Straight Shores Council meeting on February 28th. In the letter, Stokes says McGregor became known to himself and staff as the town bully and says that staff were shell-shocked by interactions with McGregor. McGregor says he has read the letter circulating with the mayor's signature.
To read that is difficult. To read that coming from our mayor is even more difficult. My response to what he said about me, I mean, I categorically deny, and it's just not true. I mean, those allegations are manufactured. If anything, over my time on council, which has been, 6 weeks, I've been persistent. I haven't given up. I ran on a platform of accountability and transparency, and that's what I'm pursuing. So in my pursuit and persistence of transparency, somebody has mistaken that for, you know, being a bully. And that's really unfortunate.
The letter says, describes you as having an intense hatred for the staff that led you to run for council. Is that, I mean, would you say that's how you feel towards Straight Shore staff?
Oh, Jesus. Not at all. Absolutely not. I haven't said a mean word. I haven't disrespected anybody. I dare anybody to show me anything that would resemble bullying. Nasty email, mean words, anything. One sentence, and I'll take my punishment as dished out. But it's just not there. I do not hate. I've respected everybody. It's just not true. Period.
Stokes' letter also accuses McGregor of repeatedly accusing the staff and council of defrauding the municipality. But McGregor contests that.
I mean, the only thing I've accused anybody of was a conflict of interest violation back in June of 2024. And I sent an official email to all the councillors with an official complaint of a conflict of interest violation as I saw it. And it was never brought up or dealt with. It was just swept under the carpet, so to speak. And so I questioned the councillors why it wasn't brought before council. I questioned the mayor why it wasn't brought before council. I mean, if launching an official complaint is deemed to be accusing people of defrauding the government, then I don't know, maybe I'm guilty of that.
Ultimately, McGregor says his quest for more transparency is supported by the community, especially considering the results of the December 9th by-election that saw him elected.
I got more than twice as many votes as anybody else. I got 62% of the vote in a three-horse race. I mean, it was people. I got tons of messages. People talked to me. They were extremely supportive and delighted that that I was taking that approach, and that was kind of what I was on board to do. So I think that my quest and my pursuit of transparency and accountability in the municipality of Straight Shores is extremely well supported in the community.
McGregor is adamant that he hasn't broken the Straight Shores Code of Conduct, and also that the process by which he's been sanctioned by council is outside of the rules. It was days before McGregor received an actual copy of the motion outlining the sanctions, and when it arrived, it was marked confidential.
I got a registered letter in the mail. It's titled Resolution Regarding Code of Conduct Violation. So anyway, it arrived in the mail, and it's just basically a type out of everything that was said out of camera after the in-camera session. And that arrived in the mail, and then it's also got written on it. I mean, it's all typed out, and it's signed by the mayor and the clerk. And then at the top of it in pen, somebody's written personal and confidential. And then at the bottom in pen, somebody's written, this cannot be shared with anyone. So, I mean, it can. It was made in a, you know, in the open session of council that anybody could have sat in and listened to. So I don't know why they don't want me to talk about it.
The Straight Shores Code of Conduct bylaw includes a list of sanctions that can be used against a councillor should they be found to violate the code. In McGregor's case, council has applied sanctions that are not listed in the Code of Conduct bylaw and that prevent him from working as a councillor indefinitely until a third-party investigation is concluded. McGregor says that when he spoke with the director of the Local Governance Commission, Mary Oley, about the sanctions, Oley told him that suspensions of a councillor are allowed under new regulations brought in by the province, but only up to 90 days. Currently in the municipality of Tantramar, council is considering amendments to its code of conduct bylaw that would include the option for council to impose a 90-day suspension on one of its own. But that, says McGregor, is not yet part of the Strait Shores bylaw.
So, I mean, if they wanted to impose a maximum 90-day sanction, they'd have to change the bylaw. But until that time, they can't just, at least I don't think they can, just make rules up as they go along, but it certainly seems like they're doing that.
While the Local Governance Commission considers McGregor's complaint, the councillor says he will abide by the sanctions laid against him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not allowed to go in the office, so I'm trying to abide. I'm not trying to stir the pot here, so I'm trying to be sensitive to everything, you know. I have filled out a official complaint form about what's taken place, and I'm driving to Fredericton on Monday to hand that in and ask for it to be reviewed and judgment on what's happened. It's about the only, course of action I think I can take at the moment.
That's Strait Shores Councillor Andy McGregor, who is currently barred from the Strait Shores Municipal Office and who delivered a complaint to the Local Governance Commission about his situation on Monday. CHMA has reached out to other members of Strait Shores Council by email and former Mayor Jason Stokes on social media. None have responded to requests for comment on the Code of Conduct sanctions against Andy McGregor. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.